Here we are again without Annette. I'm going to pull a slip of paper, which I have not seen, and then relate that to either the murder of the planet or problems in the culture. So here we go. I am not a cog. Even when I was a younger person, in my teens and 20s, I found myself seemingly unaccountably sad whenever I would see an older person working at McDonald's or working at, you know, some other big place like that, and some other mega machine, mega corporation. And interestingly enough, I never felt the same when I saw an old farmer or an old rancher or an old independent person who was working for themselves. And so I knew that it wasn't that I was sad because an old person still had to work, you know, as opposed to taking care of older people. Although, of course, a society should take care of the older people, but that wasn't my primary thing. And it took me several years to figure out the problem. And the problem, the reason I was sad is because people who work at McDonald's are cogs in the machine of McDonald's. And this is not me insulting them. This is the whole tailorization process where people were turned from artisans into cogs in a larger machine. And that's why I didn't feel sad when I would see an older farmer, is because that's a craft that the person had learned, and they had, and they brought knowledge and wisdom and experience to bear, as opposed to someone who was being plugged into a position. I want to be really clear that this sadness was not, I wasn't feeling sorry for the person. It was sadness at the social system that turns people into cogs of a machine. Next one. As the earth turns towards the sun, and so brings the morning. I want to think that after this culture is gone, that there will be enough left of the natural world to reseed and come back. I don't know if that will be the case, but that is why I do all of the work I do, is in the notion that we are, that the earth is at the very darkest time of the night, and that there may be a dawn at some point. And the dawn will, of course, not come until this culture is gone. In fact, not come until long after this culture is gone. I don't know if that will be the case, but that is why I work to protect every place I can, because every wild being and every wild place is that tiny bit more of a possibility that there will be a dawn. Having the last word. It can be tremendously satisfying to have the last word, because that means you win. But that, I think often of winning battles and losing wars in that sense. That the question is, what are we trying to do? And if what I am trying to do is to win this particular argument, sure, I can make sure to get the last word. But maybe the point is to to make a relationship that I'm participating in better, in which case it's not really necessary to get the last word. In fact, sometimes it is counterproductive to get the last word. I can certainly win the argument and lose a relationship. And I think often of a phrase that my mother uses, which is she calls people right fighters. And a right fighter is somebody who's not fighting because they believe in the position necessarily, but they're fighting to be right, and they will be right. And there's another line that my mother uses about that that has to do, she says this, that my father followed this belief, which is, if you can't be right, be wrong at the top of your voice. And I often think that so much, that one of the reasons this culture is killing the planet is because, not merely because it brings us all these comforts or elegancies that we have come to rely on, but also because we cannot admit that we were wrong. And we cannot admit that this was a terrible, terrible mistake. And this being agriculture, this being civilization. And it would be so easy if we would just admit that we took a wrong turn and start to... That doesn't mean that you get rid of all agriculture tomorrow. What that means is you recognize that we made a wrong turn and you start to do things right and you start to move in the right direction. But I think that's one of the reasons that the planet is being killed, is because if it is so difficult for one person in a relationship to say, gosh, I was wrong, I'm sorry, think how much more difficult it is for billions of people to collectively admit that we made a terrible mistake and to say, I'm sorry, in this case, to beings whom we don't even believe are sentient and certainly have no words at all because they don't speak. I often think that it is more important to many members of this culture that we get the last word. That's more important than a living planet.